Well, hello, folks. Welcome to the last Planetary Light Meditation today. And we are approaching Christmas time and the new year. So we have a wonderful guest today, Mother Mary. She has come in at the last moment. So she wants to work with you guys today. So that'd be very wonderful. And as you guys know, she represents the Divine Feminine. And her mother was Anna back then. And there's a book called Anna, Grandmother of Jesus by Claire Hartsong. We recommend you get it, if you can find it. Claire's on the other side. Claire was a very beautiful, multidimensional being, wonderful teacher. Okay, let's do the review here for you guys and your pets. Okay, you and your peeps are warmly invited to attend the last Planetary Light Meditation for 2020. This spontaneous event will bring to closure and integration of all the previous PLMs, the Special Planetary Transmission, and the Kenji Nation Call, given this year since March. The energies will be building to a crescendo, so come prepared for peak experiences and revelations of any order. The benefits from these calls have built upon one another, and the effects can go extremely deep into your psyche and subatomic structure of your body and mind. We will coordinate and orchestrate the unifying of your chakra system, your nadis, meridians, endocrine glands, Merkaba, magnetic field, your vertical core, male, female kundalini channels, light bodies, four lower bodies, original eight cells, and your auric field in order for you to be prepared for 2021 and new earth manifestations. Alignment with your personal Akashic records is in order as well. Wow, that's a lot, folks. We will conclude this spontaneous presentation with planetary cleansing, grid system upgrades, vortex and power spots balancing, and attunement with the Galactic Christ Grid. Divine intervention will be invoked as we work with the truth and awakening energies from the central sun and Alpha and Omega. Okay, so let's get settled here. Please make your spine comfortable and relaxed. And let's bring awareness to the present moment through the breath. Breathing deeply, the light, and take it to the subatomic level of the matrix of the soul. And as you do this, disengage from your pain body, your emotional body, tribal consciousness, the chaos of the world, and the collective astral plane. Set aside your to-do lists and make sure you're not multitasking. And continue to breathe into the present moment, breathing in the light, and begin to exhale and let go of all sense of burdens, distractions, your to-do lists, coming into the present moment, collecting your many selves back to here, and now from the Lord God of your being, as you move through the eye of the needle into the oneness, letting go of the earth, letting go of density, letting go of polarity and duality, grounding your body with the sacred heart of new earth, calling in the power of the great central sun, Alpha and Omega, Prime Creator, Holy Spirit, Mother Mary, and Mary's bringing her entourage with her. Simply be open to their communications with you. Call forth your inner child. Call in your guardian angels and your counsel. Now let's breathe. Take the light directly into the heart center, activating your still point, activating the sacred centers in your heart chakra. Stimulating the immune system. Now receive waves of relaxation coming over you from head to toe, relaxing your forehead muscles, your jaw, dropping the shoulders to the floor, relaxing fingers, calf muscles, toes. And allow the body to go into a very comfortable theta, delta, even gamma ray state. I'm going to call forth the planetary grid masters. Continue to move awareness deeper into the zone, deeper and deeper into the stillness. Now connect with your fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth dimensional selves. And begin to bring them into focus. Continue to allow the body to let go of all distractions. Moving deeper into the higher dimensional levels. Focus your light towards your physical etheric body. Completely disengaging from your emotional body and your mental body, your logic, your pain body, now from within those higher dimensional levels, connect more deeply with Prime Source energy. embrace the power of Holy Spirit. The emanations from the great central sun, Alpha and Omega. And now bring awareness to your chakra system of your physical body. And through your vertical core, begin to send this pure light energy through your chakra system. Allow very deep cleansing and empowerment. Working with the presence of the Mother. Especially focus on your throat chakra, your pineal chakra, your solar plexus, and your base chakra. Allow a reset of your entire chakra system. Upgrade. Allowing for your chakra system to begin to hold more divine light that feeds your physical body with nourishment and health and vitality and direct into the body those places where you may have trauma, stress, pain, any level of malfunction with your organs, your immune system, your metabolism, digestive system, your lungs. Your kidneys, your liver, your gallbladder, your stomach. All of your joints. Your whole spinal column. Allow for any remaining injuries in your body to reset, to restore, to regenerate using the power of grace, using the power of divine love, using the power of forgiveness. Allow the body to repair itself. Allow the brain to activate its innate healing power. Allow the divine balancing of your limbic system. Allow the nervous system to reset. Continue to allow the body to receive this very calming and relaxing energy. Allowing this light to move through your reproductive organs, resetting your hormonal flows. Opening up your Akashic records. Now bring the light into and through your whole auric field, all levels, all 144 levels of your auric field, using the power of grace. Letting go of all energies that are not yours. Allow a very deep clearing and cleansing of your energy field and all of your subtle bodies, all of your different levels of your light bodies. And allow a divine vertical alignment with all of your light bodies. At the same time, draw in from the sacred heart of the new earth into the feet, into your meridian system. Pure earth energy. Allow it to move through your nadis. Those are your connections. Allow your organs to be fed this pure earth energy. Pristine earth energy. Feeding your spinal column, your original 8 cells of creation, your magnetic field, which is connected to your emotional body. Allow a strengthening of your silver cord. I'm going to ask Mary to work with you in resetting your Merkaba. Allowing your GPS to recalibrate to the higher dimensional levels, the 5th dimension and above, for your soul travel. I'm going to call forth some very beautiful baby angels for your inner child. I allowing your inner child to begin to instantly transform past traumas. Moving the awareness of your inner child into the fifth dimension. Allowing your physical body to go into a deep state of stillness, as if it was suspended, as if it is in suspended animation, or more precisely, zero point field. Now deeply receive within your auric field, your chakra system, your meridians, your nadis, your Merkaba, the Christ vibration of oneness. Allow your brain and your physical body to begin to resonate with this light. Allowing that light vibration to recalibrate your brain function. Opening up the corridors of your DNA. Activating strong immune system. Immunity to all allergic reactions. Bringing the vibration of your physical body to a level that is immune to all negative technology, Wi-Fi, 5G, chemtrails, etc., smart meters, chemicals, toxins. Allowing the body, as it digests your food, to bring that nourishment to the Christ level. Allowing your sleep cycles to reset to deep REM sleep. Allow the kidneys, adrenal glands to reset themselves. To align with the new earth and ascension frequencies. activating the four pillars of light in your home. Now bring awareness to your causal body. Allow divine connection with your brain and your heart center and your solar plexus. Bring the light of the great central sun into your pineal, pituitary, thalamus, and hypothalamus. Allow an enlightening of your third eye chakra and your pineal gland, activating it out of slumber. Allowing the pineal to activate to its highest potential in divine right timing, which in turn will enhance all of your other spiritual or psychic gifts. Allow the Christ light to move through your optic nerves that connect your eyeballs with your brain. Allowing a deep purification within the optic nerves and within the ventricles of the brain and the vagus nerve system that runs down through the neck to both sides of your body towards your groin area. Feeling the power of grace moving through your brain matter, the hemispheres of your brain. Stimulating the body's ability to stand strong in the midst of all chaos. Encircle the body with the ring of light. Now move awareness in the very center of your skull, Crystal Palace. And bring into your sacred center there pure Christed energy. And let that energy begin to flow down through the third and fourth ventricles, down into the spine, down into the Kundalini channels of the spine, the male and the female channels within the spine. Now activate the power of joy from the heart center. And bring that divine elixir down through the spine. Awakening all of the subtle channels within your spine. Let it settle into the base of the spine, into your original eight cells of creation, that's your sacrum. And envision that energy and your original eight cells activating all of the rest of the cells in your body. To the Christed frequency. Let's move that energy down through the legs, through all levels of your legs. The musculature, the connective tissue, the fascia, the nerves, the tendons. The ligaments. The blood vessels, the arteries, veins, capillaries. The skin. Feel that energy in the bones of your legs, all the way down through the knees, through the ankles, into all of the toe joints, into the soles of the feet. And down into your Earth Star Chakra below your feet. And then into the Sacred Heart of the New Earth. And begin to feel your place within the New Earth creation. Aligning to your potential manifestations upon the new earth. And connect to your tribe that is there with you, co-creating the new earth. Feel the heartbeat of the new earth. Not only in consciousness, but in your physical body. Feel the rhythm in your physical body of the new earth. Feel the movement, the joy, the ecstasy, the peace. Let's bring awareness back up into the higher levels of consciousness now. Back up through the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th dimensions. Holding now for humanity and the planet itself. Divine grace and blessings. Holding the power of truth for humanity and all the creatures upon the earth. Holding the power of divine intervention, that the truth be known upon the planet, within all peoples. And holding for your neighborhood, your community, your city, town, state, and country. The power of peace, communication, connection. Divine truth. Holding that state of awakening for your governments, holding the space and the state for all peoples to come into divine union with their I Am and the God power. And from those higher levels, let's tune in to the Christ grid and the vortexes and sacred sites and pyramids upon the planet, known and unknown. And holding that Christed frequency for such. That the original power and intent of these sacred places be restored and divinely protected. And that the crystal power within the earth be restored to its original divine purpose and intent. The original crystal power. Crystals, including all stones that are within the earth. And let us hold the state and space of healing for all the animals upon the planet, including all of your pets. And let us bring awareness now to the atmosphere of the earth. Holding the space and state of divine cleansing and purification for the atmosphere of the earth. And the divine realignment with source energy. To include our solar system in this particular quadrant of the galaxy, within this local universe. And holding the state and space of the veil that has been on and around the planet for a very long time, dissolving and becoming no thing, allowing for the liberation of all peoples, the energetic liberation of all souls upon the planet. And in envisioning the mind of God, the Christ grid surrounding the planet, the atmosphere of the planet, holding the planet in a state of grace and divine love. And let us call forth our ancestors to receive these divine blessings wherever they may be, all family members and ancestors. Now, moving deeper into the oneness, moving deeper into the silence, and aligning even deeper with the presence of Mother Mary and her entourage, we're going to go into a state of silent meditation. Communing deeply with the God within. Let us now bring an integration of all the planetary light meditations, the special planetary transmission, and the Kenji Nation call. Let's bring all of that into divine integration with this call. And breathe the power of that integration into your etheric physical body. Into your emotional body, into your mental body, and into your causal body. Deeply receiving the benefits, seen and unseen, of all of these activations from this year. Allowing that awareness to settle into the cells, the electrons, protons, and neutrons of your physical body. Into your DNA, your RNA, your chromosome, genes, telomeres, and codons. Into the brain, into the heart center, into the solar plexus. Allowing for the effects to manifest in divine right timing according to your ability to trust and believe in yourself. So begin now to focus back to your physical body in your room, holding that state of oneness as you come back through your silver cord, back down to the earth, and give your body permission to heal in divine right timing. And when you're ready, slowly open the eyes, allowing the brain to adjust, remembering to drink water. And if you need to go out today, make sure you're fully focused and grounded while driving. Some of you may need to take a nap. Remember to communicate with nature. Feel your spine. Feel the bottoms of your feet, the soles of your feet, the palms of your hands, the tip of your nose. The base of your skull. Coming back through the heart center. And let's take a moment to receive further blessings from Mother Mary for your mind and for your body. Take three deep breaths symbolizing the Holy Trinity. And know that it is done. And let us give thanks for all assistance given today. Know that you are divinely blessed. Know that your divine right is to succeed, to be successful within all things. And that in this lifetime you will come to know and to be that divine truth of who you are. Remember the blessings each and every day. Surrender to the unknown. And whatever you cannot solve on your own, give it up to God. Stay the course. Stay focused. Use your inspiration as a motivating force for your creativity. And blessings to all your loved ones, wherever they may be. Blessings to your ancestors and family members and pets. And know that all is well. Blessings from Asheville.